Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. If you're like me, you can't get enough John Mulaney, and that's good, because during the Netflix is a Joke Festival, John Mulaney is presenting a brand new show called Everybody's in LA. It's 6 live episodes created and starring John that will stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. This is going to be an unconventional show with very big special guests. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in LA, debuting May 3rd, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Netflix. How is your sock drawer looking? Maybe it's time for some spring cleaning. Well, Bombas just dropped soft new socks, tees, and underwear to help you get that drawer in a better place. And you know what? I just did it. Once you try Bombas, you are not going to look at socks the same way because they are obsessed over details. They have these anti-blister tabs and cushioned footbeds, so your feet feel great. It's like walking on little pillows. It's amazing. I love my Bombas. Get comfy this spring and give back with Bombas. Head on over to bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/bonkers. Use the code bonkers at checkout. Mole, mall, the debate continues. Plus, we get into the military. How many babies are they delivering? Plus, proposals. Should they be great? Are they better, sloppy, and messy? All this on today's big old episode of Last Looks. Everybody, places, hit the theme.
This is the last look. But Paul's such a stand-up guy. He lets us all say goodbye to last week's film. See you later. Gotta go. Cheerio. Ta-ta.
Hello, my mole malls, or my mall moles, or my team tillies, or my gentillies. I don't know what you are, but all I want to say is Music from Another Room was a masterpiece. And if you've not checked out our amazing new shirt that just says Gretchen Mole on it in a beautiful script on a black shirt, it's great as a coffee mug, great as a laptop case, great as a shirt, great as a hoodie. You could go get that at tpublic.com/stores/hdtgm. You're going to really get the questioning eyes of so many people when you wear your Gretchen Mole shirt. Anyway, I'm Paul Scheer, and this is Last Looks, where you get to voice your issues on Music from Another Room, and I'll give you some picks of stuff that I'm currently into. Plus, we will reveal next week's movie, and as always, I will try to solve your problem on Paul's helpline. But first things first, a big shout out to Quinn for that amazing theme song. Quinn, knocking it out of the park. I want to say, people, thank you for joining us on a Monday where we did our virtual live show. It was wild. Internet went out, home invasion, bag talk, kids, dogs. It was nuts. We even had a special guest on the show. There's only a couple more days that you can actually watch the show before it goes away forever. Just go to momenthouse.com and you can watch the replay of it. It truly is next level. It's one of the most talked about virtual shows that we've ever done because everything that could have went wrong, and still the show was so fucking fun. Anyway, but after August 15th, it is gone forever, or at least until we figure out a different way to release it at one point. I don't know. Will we ever do it? Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. Maybe we won't even release the episode. I don't know. But when we do release episodes, what we do need are songs. And just like Quinn, leading by example, we want you to jump in here with your own song. Send us your songs at howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. Keep them short, like 15 to 20 seconds is best. And now, Let's get into it, people. I know we talk a lot about movies, but there are bigger issues out there. You got problems, let me solve them. It is time for the Paul Helpline.
Hello, is this the Paul Helpline? Oh, okay, Paul, man, you gotta help me. My life is going down the drain. My relationship is in a shambles. My kids hate me. I lost my job. You're my last hope. Paul, what should I do?
Thank you, Ed Carter. Another great song, another great new person. I love these new people. People, we are on tour right now. Currently, when you are hearing this, I'm going to be in New Orleans on Friday night. And then I'm going to be in Dallas, and I'm going to be in Houston. And we want you to come out and check us out. Tickets are still available. I think we might be sold out in NOLA. I'm not sure. Anyway, go to hdtgm.com for tickets. And if you come out, make sure you have your second opinion songs. Make sure you got your questions. We would love to see you out there. All right, let's go to our first question from Josh.
Paul, hope you are doing well. And I got a dilemma. I need some of your help. I need some of your classic Paul wisdom. My girlfriend proposed to me, now fiance. I said, yes, of course. It was incredible. She kicked my ass with the proposal, proposing to me during a game that I had helped create and bring to market. And it just blew me away. Fast forward to me finally getting her ring and proposing to her. We were going to go to the beach for said proposal, but at the very last minute, one of her friends joined. Now, I absolutely love her friend. It was fine. It was a great time. But she saw the glint in my eye that a missed proposal had happened because she knew. She knew I was prepping for something fun and big. So she breaks down. She starts laughing, crying about how were you going to propose to me? And I said, well, yeah, you beat it out of me. I'm in my boxers. I find the ring, give it to her there. We cry, we laugh, we hug, we kiss. She said, yes, it was great. However, she's missing the classic proposed to experience. I was in my boxers in her living room. Do I repropose or do I just roll with it and enjoy the fun story? All right, tell me what you think. Thanks, Paul. Much love.
Josh, wow, what a quandary we have found ourselves in, right? Here's what I'm going to say. Fuck the proposal. Truly fuck the proposal in the sense that it never is going to go perfect. It's never going to go right. And it seems to me that you got the crying and the laughing. And yes, it might have been sloppy and you might have been in your boxers, but you did it with the love, the intention behind the proposal. I think so many people put so much on the moment, but it really is the moment after the proposal that you want to focus on. It seems like you had that. If you want to do it again, it doesn't seem like she was disappointed. It seems kind of perfect. It's a good story. My gut is keep it as is. My proposal story is messy, and that's part of the charm. We see these things in movies, proposing, giving birth. They're getting married, they're just not, they're Hollywood versions of it. Embrace the sloppy messiness of it. That's you, that's her. If she liked it, if you connected, if she's not longing for something and she felt like she got that moment and she didn't get like the perfect traditional moment, there is no perfect traditional moment. You did it. I'm proud of it. I like it. It would be a fun story for me to tell if I was you. That's what I would say. So feel her out. And if you want, you can make something nice about it. Maybe you can make a bit out of it, you know, do it in a very different way. Because she knows, I mean, it's over. It's over at this point. Anyway, on to our next question. This is a tricky one. Lucy from Mississippi.
Hi, Paul. This is Lucy in Mississippi. I'm calling because I have a bit of a work quandary. I am a full-time teacher, and I have a coworker who historically has been sort of the Debbie Downer. And the biggest issue that I think I can fix is that I'm often in charge of, like, leading meetings, and a lot of times when a student's name is brought up, she will overtake the conversation to talk about all of the various problems she has with that student, even if the meeting is not about that student, or if, you know, we have other things to move on to, or if we are saying good things about the student. She will sort of take over. And sometimes we have to actually address those problems. And sometimes it is just filling time with a bunch of negative stuff that can't really be solved in that moment. So I guess my question is, how can I shift the conversation? How can I move it along? What's the magic word I can say to get her to stop and move on to the important work of actually teaching a child? Love the show. Thanks so much. Tell June that I love her. Thanks. Bye.
Lucy, I like this question. I don't know if what I'm going to tell you is right. You know, you have to keep meetings on track. And I think the way you can do it is by laying down the law about what we are talking about and what we are trying to accomplish. And you can do that without pointing it at this person, but you can say, hey, today we're focusing on this, and this is how we're going to go forward on that. And you can validate this person by hearing them saying, you know what? Thank you, so-and-so. I know that you might have an issue with them. Maybe we table that for right now and focus on what we are trying to accomplish here in this moment. So they don't feel like they were shut down or embarrassed, but you can constantly just say okay, great. You know what? Let's put that on the side and let's figure out a way to address that this way. I think that that helps with guidelines. When I've been in PTA meetings, when I've been in even production design meetings and things like that, when you're sitting down with a large group of people, you have to be conscious of everyone's time. And I think maybe you could say things like that at the beginning of a meeting, I know we have limited time. I don't want to waste anyone's time. So we're going to try to streamline this meeting. Anything that is a little bit more personal, we're going to save for a sidebar post meeting. And that's something that I do a lot of times in production meetings, you know, because not everyone needs to hear the one issue of this one department. So I think you can try to do that. That's great. Let's sidebar that. So then you kind of suck the wind out of just the complaining. And if she's that adamant to come to complain to you as a sidebar, you may have to deal with it, but at least it's not in front of everybody else. That would be my advice. And if you need more advice or you want to tell me how my advice helped you, please do that. Give me a call at 619-PAUL-ASK. That's 619-PAUL-ASK, 619-728-5275. Call it night or day. It's a Google line. You will not wake anyone up. You will not disturb anyone. Call us whenever. Let us know if this advice is helpful or if you are a teacher and you have dealt with this or if you are a person with a great proposal or a bad proposal. Let us know. People, we will be right back with your questions and comments and concerns about music from another room right after this. How Did This Get Made is sponsored by Squarespace. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. Now, let me tell you this. Now they have this Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system where you can just drag and drop. It's so easy. It's so fun. Plus, they have this asset library so you can merge all your files from one central hub. I love it so much. Now, let me tell you. I talk about their customer support. I had an issue. Something went wrong. And not only did they get back to me in a timely fashion, but they solved my problem. They were attentive. And I have to say, regardless of anything else, sometimes the best way to judge a company is by their customer service, and Squarespace passed the Paul Scheer test. All right, so you could check out my website with a new feature. That's right. If you bought my book, you can sign up for that and you can get videos and pictures and all this kind of cool stuff. I built that on Squarespace. Check it all out. I love Squarespace. You will too. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Here's the thing, people. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, but also on the stuff you don't. Let me explain. Did you know with your Walmart Plus membership, you can save money on gas? Yeah. Save gas while you drive the kiddos to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever you want to go. Because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery, perfect for ordering new remote batteries or coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you. And then, you know, eats all your snacks that you have stored in the back of that pantry for movie night. How dare they? Plus, you can actually even save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun Maverick plus Mean Girls plus Jack Reacher plus so much more, because savings is what this whole Walmart Plus membership is all about anyways. Members save on gas plus free delivery plus Paramount plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus essential plan only. Separate registration required. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Last week, we talked at length about Music from Another Room. We had questions. We might have even missed a few things, but here is your chance to weigh in, to set us straight, fact check us, give us new details, let us know if we were right or wrong. I mean, there's a lot of Russian literature flying around. Your chance to tell us if we're right or we're wrong in a little section we like to call Corrections in Omissions.
Corrections, omissions, BB-8, what is his mission? I've been wishing Tall John Shear would come and clear that shit up. Woo! Hey, what's his mission, baby? Hey, hey.
Thank you, Unconsoled, the Unconsoled. Everyone killing it this week. All right, we're going to the Discord, and you should be at the Discord too. It's discord.gg/hdtgm. You can jump on the How Did This Get Made Discord. You can jump on my Discord at discord.gg/Paul Shear. Great, fun communities with amazing moderators. Dr. Guts writes, there were two pieces of exposition dumped in the opening minutes of the film that were really not discussed in the episode. One is that not only is Danny's mother dead, but he was the one who first discovered she was dead. Oh, wow. Seems like that trauma coupled with delivering the baby would have him way more maladjusted than just the way that Jude Law plays him in the film. Well, maybe he did some therapy. Dr. Guts, we don't know. The other piece is that Danny's mom and Brenda Bleven were so close that they both lived in London, so much so that she has a photo album with pictures of Danny's parents, and Danny somehow knew to look for them when he was there at Thanksgiving. Given that friendship and the fact that Danny helps deliver Anna, it is odd that Brenda Bleven has to introduce him to the family when he returns as an adult. Wouldn't they have kept in closer touch over the years? I mean, at very least, everyone in the family should have been quite familiar with who Danny is and how he helped with the delivery. 100%, Dr. Guts. I think I talked about that, but I probably didn't. Like, that is the craziest part of this entire movie, that this person who was a part of their family delivered their child. They didn't keep any tabs on them. The dad didn't come back. That was it. The one night only. Very bizarre. Very odd. And I guess there's no movie otherwise. But there could be like an unrequited thing over the years. It would have been more interesting, at least, instead of this weird stranger who comes to do mosaics. Anna writes, I have yet to see someone point out the sisters are named Anna, Karen, and Nina, which is a little on the nose. That's all I got. Well, yeah. That was great. And you know what? I had that in my notes. I actually believe that Nate Kiley had that in his notes as well. But that's great, Anna. Thank you for bringing it up. We didn't address it, and we needed someone to. MF Distiller, is that motherfucking Distiller, writes, so at the beginning of the movie, when Danny's dad is delivering the baby, he keeps on mentioning how drunk he is. The final scene of the movie shows Danny and his dad leaving the house, presumably right after the birth, to get in the car and drive home. So is Danny's dad just going to drive his son home while intoxicated? Oh, didn't we talk? We talked about that. I know we talked about that. By the way, here's what you might have missed, MF Distiller. They weren't wearing seatbelts, either of them. So drunk driving with no seatbelts, rough. Corgi Herder writes, early in the true movie, before the birthing scene, what does that mean? True movie. Danny's father remarks that he doesn't have much experience delivering babies because he works on military bases. This is patently false. People are born on bases with regularity. The military provides room and board and education for an entire family when a spouse or other guardian is serving. So it is so common that there's a long list of celebrities born on bases, including but not limited to Bruce Willis, Julianne Moore, Martin Lawrence, and Ray Allen. Military bases have their own hospital staff to deal with civilian level injuries and procedures. And with the number of young couples living there, giving birth is common. Boom. Corgi herder. Military slam. I love it. Let's go to the phones. Let's start off with Polly from Millerton.
Hi, Paul. Polly Schindler calling from Millerton, New York. I didn't watch the movie, but I listened to your podcast, and it sounds like a metaphor for life, the title, Music from Another Room, as life is going on around you. As in Gretchen Wall's character, she's observing her daughter experiencing life as she couldn't herself. She's hearing and seeing life secondhand, a.k.a. from another room. Okay, bye.
All right, Polly, I hear you, and I like what you're saying, but they distinctly speak about what it means in the movie. Music from Another Room is what love is. It love is this feeling that brings you back to a moment to... You know, I read it in the podcast, but I like how you extended it as well. But they really do specifically address the title in the movie. So I don't want to undercut the writing more than we need to because it was addressed. But I like that you brought it out to a bigger way. Next up, Sarah from New York.
Hi, Paul. This is Sarah from New York. I was just listening to the Music from Another Room podcast, and you were talking about how in movies they had you really messed up because women just, like, you know, break their water and then are in labor, and then 2 seconds later their baby comes out. Well, funny story, I gave birth to my son in January, and my water broke slowly, which I didn't know was a thing that could happen, which meant that I was in labor for an extra 24 hours because movies and television had really messed with my perception of how my labor was going to go. And even though I knew I could be in labor for hours and hours, I thought a water breaking was going to be like, you know, that water balloon between the legs. So, yeah, we need to get on Hollywood on realistic expectations of what labor is like. Have a good one.
Yes, Sarah, we got to do this. You and me, let's make a real life birthing movie. Just long, days long. Have people come in and out of the hospital. I think Knocked Up did a good job of, like, actually showing, like, oh my God, this is like, whoa. You know, it it's shocking, everything. It's not disgusting. It's not bad. It's just like, a lot of stuff that we don't know. And we are so, it's like we're just being shown one thing over and over again. It really fucks with your brain. Going back to The Perfect Proposal, that's not from life. That's from fucking movies. Anyway, Jeff from Ontario, what do you got?
Hey, Paul. This is Jeff from Ontario, not Canada, but California. Just listened to Music from Another Room, and Griffin Mall is Mall. She actually sings it in the 2007 movie The Ten. Very funny, very wet, hot American summer style film, which she's in. And there's a musical number at some point during it, and she literally rhymes her name with Mall to be Mall because her last name is Mall. And that's all. Okay. Goodbye.
God damn you, Jeff. God damn you. You know what? People did tell me I got it wrong, but I just wanted to win. I just wanted to win. By the way, that David Wayne movie, The Ten, is very funny. Go check it out. But I'm not taking down the shirt. We're going to have the Gretchen Mol shirt up there. Forever Gretchen Mol, even though it's Gretchen Mol. Ah, God damn it, Jeff. You wrecked it all for me. Let's go back to the Discord. This is David Panteggio. David Panteggio. Oh, going to come in here and kind of fucking drive the nails right through my heart. Gretchen Mol's name is pronounced Mall, as in the Beverly Center Mall. Mol is a Dutch name and means mole in English. Oh, there's a win for me. The name refers to a traditional occupation of a mole catcher in the Netherlands. And here is Gretchen Mol pronouncing her own name. Okay, well, great. You know what? I got egg on my face. But you know what? I was right, because she is a mole catcher. You know, she tries to pronounce it differently. She doesn't know. Denzel Washington pronounces his name Denzel, but it's actually Denzel. Did you know that? Yeah. So maybe, you know, Denzel just adopted it like Gretchen Mol did. I think that's what happened. Anyway, so many great corrections and omissions this week, but there can only be one winner. And the best one is, wow, the best one is, so many good ones this week. But I feel like it has to be Corgi Herder, who slams the military misinformation in this film. All right, Corgi Herder, you are this week's correction and omission winner. And your prize, this song. Hit it! Amazing. Love that. Great song. And if you want to chime in with your own thoughts about the latest episode, hit us up in the Discord at discord.gg/hdtgm or give us a call at 619-PAUL-ASK. All right. We'll be right back right after this. Today's episode is brought to you by Cap'n Crunch. Who said the kids get to have all the breakfast fun time? Break away from the ordinary with Cap'n Crunch and bring back the spirit of adventure to your mornings. Everyday life can be stressful, but a tasty bowl of Cap'n Crunch is an escape from morning monotony. Enjoy the bold flavors like original Cap'n Crunch, Crunch Berries, Oops All Berries, and Peanut Butter. Plus, the crunch you love is now available in cinnamon, and it is delicious, even in a sea of milk. The crunch of Cap'n Crunch is epic. Yes. My family is all in on the cinnamon Cap'n Crunch. I didn't think you could make it better, but they did. I love my Cap'n Crunch, and now I love sharing it with my kids. Join the crew for your next breakfast time crunch venture. Get Cap'n Crunch's new cinnamon crunch now at a retailer near you and learn more at cap'ncrunch.com.
Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta, because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
People, our matinee Monday this week is A Night in Heaven. If you've forgotten about A Night in Heaven, well, my goodness, that was a great one with recumbent bikes and a teacher who fell in love with a stripper who actually was her student. It's a weird movie, a fun live episode. So enjoy A Night in Heaven. And now it is time for my pick of the week. Young William, take it away.
Must be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that.
Paul's picks.
It must be jelly, cause jam don't shake like
Paul,
that.
Paul, what do you love this week?
Thank you, Young William. It is now time for my picks. I'm going to keep it short and sweet because I got good ones for you all around the board. First of all, let's give a shout out to Prey, which is a Predator sequel. Now, if that turns you off, hold on. Predator films have gotten a bad rap. I like some of them, the later ones, but this one might even be better than the original Predator. First of all, what makes this Predator movie different, besides that it's beautifully acted and wonderfully shot, is it's an origin story, right? We are going back 300 years in the world of the Comanche Nation, and we have this young girl who is a skilled warrior, and she is fighting to protect her tribe against the Predator. It is violent. It is fun. It is talking about, you know, the treatment of Native Americans in this time where explorers are also sharing the land. We also have this predator hunting down this young girl who is trying to get the respect of her tribe. And one of the ways that she goes about doing this is to hunt something that is hunting her. Now, the joke's on her because she has one of the most dangerous things ever hunting her, which is a predator. It's so good. You can even watch a dubbed Comanche track. You can listen to it in Comanche if you want and read it all in subtitles. I listened to a little bit. It's amazing. Amber Midthunder is phenomenal in this movie. She just runs the show. Truly a fun watch. I think you will love this movie. It's on Hulu. I think it's the most watched Hulu premiere of all time. Although they always say that with all these movies, that the most watched doesn't mean anything anymore. But this one is actually truly great. Really, 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 really fun. I also want to shout out a little bit of photo geek stuff. I am a big photographer. I love it as a hobby. I have my cameras and I just got this great new Kodak camera. It's actually not that expensive, about $49, and it's an Ektar, right? And the Kodak Ektar is interesting because it's based on this original design when film was so expensive that you didn't want to basically waste one still on one image. So every frame on the Ektar is cut into two different images. So when you get your film back, you're getting these two different images on one frame. It's like an art project. I think it comes off great. I love getting my film developed only because I just got stuff back from a wedding. I forgot about it. Like, I take less pictures on my film camera. So I always carry a film camera, and this Ektar has been a blast to see it kind of just play out, just to get these back. They're really, really fun. I should start posting them on Sheer Snaps. I was taking a picture a day and then I got burnt out by it. Not burnt out, but I just realized my life isn't as exciting to take a picture a day. Like, I'm just going to be in the same spots all the time. So I'm going to just try to get back on the horse there and take some more shots. I'm really working this one camera, but I'm all in manual. I'm having fun. I love it. It's a hobby, and I didn't want it to become something that I regretted or like didn't enjoy doing. Anyway, the other big thing I want to talk to you all about is that Quentin Tarantino made a surprise guest appearance on Unspooled. We got to sit down and talk to Quentin and Roger Avery with their brand new podcast called Video Archives, which is great. If you've not heard Video Archives, you will love it. It's Quentin Tarantino and Roger Avery going through all the VHS tapes they bought when they bought out their old video store. But they came on Unspooled to talk about the Three and Four Musketeers and Five Musketeers, actually. There's a lot of musketeer talk in there, but it's a lot of fun, a lot of yelling, a lot of talking about candy bars and great acting. And finally, if you're into reading, I like to read. I'm in the middle of writing my own book. If you don't know this, I'm writing a book. I'm writing a book about my childhood. Often something that people ask me to do, and I've been thinking about it for a while. I got to sell that book. It's going to come out. Well, I'll give you those details when it comes out. But I'm reading a great book right now by Jeanette McCurdy. It's called I'm Glad My Mom Died. You might know her as a Nickelodeon star. And this book is beautiful. It's great. It's funny. It's weird. I'm not even a fan of hers from Nickelodeon. I'm not a fan. I just know the editor of the book, and I started reading it, and I just absolutely love that. I also loved this book by the great Laura Chin, who was a writer's assistant back on NTSF back in the day, and she wrote a book called Acne, which is a coming-of-age story in Florida. It's like a Tennessee Williams, but heavier on the comedy and heavier on the Florida. Well, there was no Florida and Tennessee Williams. I don't think there was. Anyway, that is what I'm into. And if you're doing VR, I got to get you into Supernatural. Supernatural, not the TV show, but it's like a boxing program on the VR. I won't go too deep on that because that may be too nerdy for the listeners here. But if you got one of those quests, get into Supernatural. It's a great, fun cardio workout. So check out Supernatural there. That's my picks of the week. Now I'm going on the road. I'm going to learn a lot more stuff, have more time to watch things. Well, probably not, just how to skip made movies. But I'll come back full with new Rex, and Jason will be back with me here as well. But now that we got that out of the way and we're done talking about music from another room, let's talk about next week's movie. We are going from babies, having babies, to a woman who falls in love with a dog. Well, yeah, there's no real segue there. It's just about a woman who falls in love with a dog. Anyway, we're watching Love on a Leash. Here's a short breakdown of the plot. Love takes a furry twist in this slice of romantic comedy. Slice, oh my gosh. A young woman falls for a stray dog with a secret. Oh boy, this movie, it's for free on YouTube. That gives you a little bit of a sense of what this movie is. You're going to follow the journey of a golden retriever named Prince, or Alvin Fang, depending on who you believe. And Well, look, this movie is bizarre. This may be one of my favorite, craziest How Did This Get Made movies. It's on YouTube for free. There is no music for the first 2 minutes when you watch it, so don't get freaked out by it. So just sit back, relax. Some people hate us that we did it. This is our live show where chaos ensued, and we'll see if we can actually cut this down to an episode that is presentable. It's not rated. It has a 96% of ratings on the tomato meter, but we'll talk about why that is. But as Wade Burger on Letterboxd says, no stars, no notes. Let's listen to the trailer.
I can't believe I'm a dog. A magic curse.
I gotta get help now.
One chance to break the spell.
Find true love. It's the only way.
It will be the quest of a lifetime.
Please help me find a real man.
Oh, she's the one.
There are no real men.
I'm right here.
It's not easy to be a homeless dog, is it? How about being my roommate?
You can watch Love on a Leash on Tubi for free, or please check out Hoopla, which is a digital media service offered by your local public library that allows you to borrow movies, music, audiobooks, ebooks, and more on your computer, tablet, or phone, and even your TV for free. A big thank you to Avril Haley. You can always check out her show, Movie Bitches, and the amazing YouTube channel that she has there. She's a producer on the show, and she creates amazing content for us every single week. You'll be seeing it if you come out to see us on the road, as I have a special little Avril segment. That is it for the show. So please rate and review us. It helps. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, make sure you are following us. Visit us on social media at HDTGM. And for commercial-free access to How Did This Get Made in our entire archive and so much more, sign up for Stitcher Premium for a free one-month trial using the code BONKERS. It's a big thanks to our producers, Cody Fisher and Molly Reynolds, our engineer, Devin Bryant, and our publisher, Dulai Diaz. We'll see you next week for Love on a Leash.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.